Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You all still here? Praise the Lord, and I'm happy about that. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We're talking about divine healing. So sometimes it's just, I'm all right. Sometimes, takes me a minute to get back. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? Laws governing God's power. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Are you ready? To receive from the Spirit of God. I believe I've already said to you that God doesn't just randomly heal one person and then not heal another. Amen. The Bible says that God's no respecter of persons. I can even tell you where it is in the Bible. It's in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. The Apostle Peter said, I perceive of a truth God is no respecter of persons. The Apostle Paul said something similar in Romans chapter 2, verse 11. He said, God is no respecter of persons. Amen? Jesus didn't just take it upon himself to heal one person and not heal another. Amen? The people always had something to say about who was going to get healed when Jesus was out there healing. Amen? And even still today, people have something to say about whether they're going to be healed or not. It's not all up to God. It's not all up to the preacher, the pastor, the evangelist. Everybody with me here today, still this morning? You got to use your faith. Amen? You've got to use your faith. It's not just up to God. It's not just up to me. The people have something to do with it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I asked you to go to Numbers 15. You're just going to have to believe God with me this morning so I can just come back to the place where I can teach, because it's a totally different anointing than where I just came from. Amen? Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 15. Look right here. I want you to see something before we go. Beginning in verse 38. We'll go to 37. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me now in Jesus' name. Father, I look to you, Holy Spirit. I look to you now for the teaching anointing, Father, so that I can teach these people, these precious people, that which you've put on my heart for them, so they can receive for themselves and their loved ones as proficiently as you desire for them to in the realm of divine healing. Help me here now to transition out of that prophetic anointing into the teaching anointing, Father, according to your will, your plan, your purpose for this session here this morning, Lord. Thank you for that which you've already spoken to us, God. Lord, we choose to believe it. I choose to believe it, Lord. It came out of my spirit. Those things came out of my spirit. But now, Lord, it's time to move on and teach. And we will do just that in Jesus' strong name. As we talk today about laws governing God's power, I want you to see something here, if you would please. 37, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make fringes. Are you there, okay? That they make fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband or a ribbon of blue. Now, if you'll circle that word fringe in your Bible, it actually says tassel. Amen? You look the word up in your Hebrew concordance, which I'm sure you all have by now. If you don't, you still have the will of God. You can repent and make it right immediately. Amen? It shall be unto you for a tassel, that ye may look upon it on one another's garments, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. The fringes on the bottom of their garments were intended to remind them of the commandments of the Lord, that they would do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto the Lord. I'm going to tell you something real quickly here, if I may, and the Holy Spirit's going to have to help me. This command of Moses is still practiced by traditional Hebrew people today. in synagogues, you can go in, you can see on prayer shawls and prayer garments, these tassels that God instructed Moses to instruct the children of Israel to put on the bottom of their garments are still being used today. And I'll just give you a nutshell synopsis of what's going on there. God told them that the four corners of their garment, two in the front and two in the back, they were to make tassels. Tradition says, Hebrew tradition teaches, the tassels were made out of approximately 500 white threads grouped together, cut off at the bottom, neatly tied, and hung at the bottom of the four corners of their outer garments. They were made out of white, 500 white threads, supposedly, traditionally, and the white represented purity, which represented the coming righteousness of the Lord being available in human lives. And the Bible says He's made Him who knew no sin to be made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, of course, the Hebrew people don't believe their Messiah has come yet, but we do. We know what that tassel meant, the white in the tassel. But He also told them to put one blue thread in the midst of the white tassel where it would be visible. And they would walk around and they'd look at each other, all the Hebrew people, walking around with four tassels hanging from the bottom of their garments. And every time you walked up to greet someone, you could see the four tassels hanging from the bottom of their garment. And it reminded you of purity before God, the laws of God, the commandments of God, the Word of God, and the need to live holy before Him. There was one blue thread on that tassel, and it was blue because heaven is blue. This is what tradition teaches. It was blue because heaven is blue. The law of God, the commands of God came from heaven. They're holy. So blue represents holiness. Amen? So the Hebrew people, even in Jesus' day, even Jesus did this. Jesus had four tassels hanging from His garment, which were representative of right standing with God, holiness, and the books of the law. So, once again, Barbara walked up to me with her outer tunic and would have four tassels hanging from it, I would look and I would automatically see the one blue thread in the midst of the 500 white threads, and it would automatically remind me, that blue thread, of the law of God which came from heaven, the Word of God which came from heaven. So you've got that. Do you have that? How did I do? Am I transitioning from one anointing to another? Amen? You've got that, don't you? What did the blue thread represent? The law of God. It was blue because heaven is blue, and the planet heaven is north of the planet earth. Up there somewhere is the planet heaven. Amen. The sky is blue. The law came from heaven. The law came from the north. So when they saw the blue thread, they were reminded of the Word of God. Amen. And that's what the tassels were intended to do. Now, if you would, go to Matthew chapter 9. And we're talking about laws governing God's power, and you'll understand why I shared that with you in a few minutes as we go through some scriptures. The last time we were together, I'm not going to keep you long here now, amen? I'm not going to keep any longer than we normally do. Last week we got out a little bit late, but that's okay. It was the Holy Spirit, amen? We'll get you out of here on time today. We had some things happen already here in the service that I hadn't anticipated, amen? I shouldn't say I hadn't anticipated, because we're always open to what God wants to do. Amen. I figured we'd go right into teaching. It didn't happen that way, but that's all right. Father, as often as you want to speak to us in these services, our hearts are open to you. As often as you want me to decree and to proclaim something, God, in order for you to be able to do it on the Cape, to do it in the earth, Father, so be it. Amen, Father. These are your services, Holy Spirit. You want preaching and teaching, we'll preach and we'll teach. You want prophesying, predicting, decreeing and declaring, making faith declarations so that you can move, we will do that, Father. We want your will. We want your will, God. We've asked you to put us right in the middle of all that you're doing in the earth, and that's what this is all about. We're pleased and we're proud, Father, to be a part of it. Amen? Now, we've been talking. But you remember the last time we were together, we looked at the little woman with the issue of blood, and we saw how she released her faith. She pulled on the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ with her own faith, and she received a supernatural healing. She had been bleeding, what the Bible calls a bloody flux, for 12 years. She had been, the word is actually pumping and gushing blood for a 12-year period. How in the world she ever stayed alive for 12 years doing something like that? I can't understand. We looked at that and we saw she made a decision. She said, if I can just touch the hem of her garment. Remember we read that? You know that word hem is actually tassel. She said, if I can just touch the tassel of his garment, I know that I can be healed. You know what she was really doing when she said, if I can just touch the tassel of his garment? She knew that that tassel represented the law of God. She knew that that tassel represented the Word of God, and she took a dive at the Word of God and grabbed onto it and released the power of God. Jesus turned around and said, who in the world did that? And all of the disciples said, Jesus, you're being thronged by there's so many people crushing up against you, you could pick your feet up off the ground. You wouldn't even fall down. He was being compressed, the Bible says. In the press, the word is compressed. He was being so compressed, I'm sure he could have bent his knees, picked his feet up, and he wouldn't have fallen down. And they said, all these people compressing you that way, you say, who touched me? And Jesus just you don't understand. You're not even getting it. When will you pay attention? You're not even getting it. He said, someone touched me by faith. All these people who are compressing me are doing so by curiosity to see if something might happen. Somebody touched me by faith, fully expecting something to happen, for I felt virtue go out of me. Who is it? And the woman came trembling and fearing and threw herself down at his feet again. You realize she risked her life in a crowd like that to get down on her knees and touch that tassel? She could have been crushed to death. But I'm sure she figured, if I have to die trying to get healed, I'd rather die than live another 12 years pumping and gushing and hemorrhaging. She threw herself down at the tassel on his garment in that crowd. She could have been stampeded, crushed to death. She made up her mind she was going to get a healing, or she was just flat flipping out of here. Amen? She dove for that blue and white tassel. Apparently, she was a Hebrew woman, and she knew what those tassels represented. She may have had them on her own garment. Or somebody had instructed her as to what the Hebrews did. I don't know why she focused on that tassel the way that she did. She said, if I can touch that word hem, we're going to look at a couple more passages in Luke and Matthew. We're going to do it real quickly here. Somebody taught her about that or something, and she made a decision, that's what I'm going for, that tassel. That word hem, in all translations that we see of all three accounts of this same woman that we're going to look at, they all say tassel. She dove at the tassel, the blue tassel symbolic of the Word of God. If you'll dive at the Word of God, if you need healing in your body, and you'll take a dive at the Word, take a run at the Word the way that she took a run at that which only symbolized the Word, you can be healed the way she was healed. Do you see the analogy being made here? You already are the righteousness of God. Those 500 white threads in that tassel symbolize the coming righteousness of God, which you already are. She wasn't. It wasn't available yet. Jesus hadn't died and rose from the dead. She took a dive at the Word, at that which symbolized the Word, and received supernatural healing. Jesus said, your faith made you whole. If she could take a dive at something that simply symbolized the Word of God, how much more can you get done if you take a dive at the Word of God? And that's what we're doing in these sessions, that we're calling How to Connect with God's Power. We're taking a run at the Word. Amen. The Word will heal you. The Bible says in Psalm 107:20, concerning the entire nation of Israel when they left Egypt, He sent forth His Word and healed them of every affliction. They came out of there, they were sick. 400 years of oppression, improper nourishment, overwork, being beaten, abused. They came out of there and God supernaturally, instantly healed, effortlessly healed every single person. 6.5 million people came out of Egypt that day. And Psalm 107:20 said, He sent forth His Word and He healed them all of every affliction. It's a small thing for God's power to flow into you. It is so easy to tap into the power of God according to these principles in God's Word. It's surprising that more people don't get healed. If that woman could take a run at something that symbolized the Word of God and pull virtue out of Jesus, How much more can you take a run at the actual Word of God and pull virtue out of Jesus? It's in the room right now. It's here right now. Let's look at these accounts. Where did I ask you to go? Oh, glory. Didn't Jesus say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me"? I know you're in Matthew. I'm over here in John still. Amen. I'll catch up with you. Amen. I like to send you out ahead of me and then I come catching up with you. Amen. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also." He that believeth, not the apostle, not just the pastor, not just the evangelist, the prophet, or the teacher. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do," talking about miracle works, that word is dunamis. "The works that I do," it's used 176 times in the Bible, and every time it means miracle working power. The word "works" that Jesus used right here. "The miracle, dunamis, explosive works of power that I do, you will do also, if only you will believe." That's what Jesus said. You can tap into the power of God as easily as any apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, or teacher, as easily as this woman. You can do this. You can do this for yourself, for your loved ones. Hallelujah. You know, last week I asked you, maybe even 2 weeks ago, I asked you to bring handkerchiefs. Hallelujah. Bring a handkerchief. Bring a t-shirt, a sleep shirt. I always carry one in my pocket. Barbara gives one to me every time I preach. She gives me one. I put it in my pocket and I preach, and she puts it in her pillowcase and sleeps on it every night. Believe in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "The works that I do, you will do as well." He said, "Those who believe." Are you a believer? This isn't just the job of the evangelist. You can tap into the power of God and you can see miracle healing. You don't have to have hot flashes anymore if you don't want them. You can tap into the power of God. You don't have to have thyroid problems, social diseases. God loves you. He forgives you. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to heal you. But if there's any doubt in your mind as to whether it's His will or not, you're hindering the glory flow. Or maybe you do believe it's always God's will to heal, but maybe just not now. Maybe He's waiting. He's not waiting for anything but you, honey. He's waiting for you to take a run at the Word the way that this little lady took a run at that tassel that symbolized the Word of God. I'm just talking to you out of my spirit today. God wants to heal you. Your hips, your joints, your knees. He wants you to be healed. In your mind, in your emotions. It is His will for you to experience supernatural healing. He doesn't want you to wait. He doesn't want you to wait. He wants it in manifestation now because He loves you. Now!
Hallelujah.
He wants to manifest His power in your body now. Amen? Are you willing to believe? Are you ready to receive? Hey, look over here, Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. We're going to have to go through these pretty quickly here. "But you'll be blessed." Say, "I'll be blessed." "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years," in verse 20, "came behind Him and touched the" what? "The tassel of His garment." Remember, there was one on all four corners, a blue thread to remind them of the law. She reached for the Word. She had said within herself, "If I may touch His garment, I shall be whole." Jesus turned Him about, and when He saw her, He said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. You did the right thing, not waiting on me. Thy faith has made thee whole." Whose faith? Not Jesus wasn't even using His faith. He didn't even know she was sneaking up behind Him. Jesus didn't use His faith. He said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. Luke chapter 8, if you would. He said, "Your faith did it. You tapped into my virtue with your faith. That's the right thing to do. Don't wait on me. I'm waiting on you. Use your faith, use your faith, use your faith, use your faith." And you can tap into the ever-present power of God. Luke 5:17 says it's in the room now. You're going to Luke chapter 8. Luke 5:17, we looked at it together last week. You're there at Luke chapter 8. I'm speaking to you out of Luke chapter 5. The Bible says that the power of God was present to heal the doctors of the law and the scribes. They had all come out to hear. And the power of God was present to heal them. They were His enemies. God's power is present to heal you today. You are His children. You are His family. Amen. God wanted to heal His Son's enemies in Luke chapter 5. Now they didn't receive. They didn't tap into it with their faith. How much more is His power readily available to you as His children today if you'll just tap into it by faith? It is His will. He's not waiting. He's not holding back. The Bible says God will withhold nothing from anyone who walks upright before Him. Okay, Luke chapter 8, real quick. Oh, the pastor's got the shout on him this morning. Amen. Verse 43, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years had spent all of her living upon physicians. Neither could be healed of any. Came behind him and touched the what? The tassel. That says border, but it's a tassel. Amen? And it symbolizes the Word of God, the covenant of God. And you know, Israel's covenant with God, by the way, was a covenant of healing. That blue tassel that represented the law, that blue thread in that tassel that we talked about represented the law, represented the law of God, the Word of God, the covenant of God that God entered into with them. It was a healing covenant, didn't He tell them? In Exodus 15:26, if you'll obey Me, I will not allow these sicknesses that come upon the Egyptians to come upon you, for I am the Lord that maketh thee sick just because I'm God and I'm big and I can. He said, because I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's His name. One of His covenant names is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's a handle He hung on Himself. I didn't do it. He said, I am the Lord that healeth. Yous, guys. Oklahoma, He'll be the Lord that healeth y'all. In Massachusetts, He's the Lord that healeth yous. That's His name. Hallelujah. It was a covenant of healing. Exodus 23:25. He said, if you'll obey Me, I'll bless your food and your water, and I will take sickness out of your midst. Amen. But Pastor, I don't always obey Him like I should. Neither do I. So there. But I repent when I blow it. Do you repent when you blow it? Because He said, if you'll confess your sins, He'll be faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness, and then you qualify for healing again. Take that, devil.
Amen.
You qualify. If you get sickness in your body today, discomfort in your body in any way, it's not the will of God. You know John 10:10, the greatest revelation in all of Scripture. It's the thief who brought that to you, not Jesus. You can tell it to go. Oh, it grieves my heart when people walk up to me and they say things like, my arthritis. You just signed for the devil's UPS package. My diabetes. Mine. Mine. It's all mine. It's mine. So you keep it. Get it away from me. It ain't mine. Amen. I say this ain't mine, Satan, in Jesus' name. I don't receive sickness. That's yours. You take it back. The Bible says that you came to kill, to steal, and destroy, not God. That means that I'm an heir of God, not an heir of the devil. That ain't mine. Healing's mine.
Amen.
And that's how we handle it.
Amen.
Go! Tell him, go. You got to get militant with him. Amen?
Amen.
God's a majestic God, but He's a militant God too. I call it magilitant. You got to get magilitant with the devil. You're a majestic child of God.
Amen.
You have the right to back him off and tell him, no! I got a healing covenant with God. Hebrews 8:6 says that Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant established upon better promises than that the nation of Israel had. And He revealed Himself to the nation of Israel as the God that healeth thee.
Hallelujah.
I'm tripping all over my tongue, but I'm getting the job done.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Verse 44, she came behind and touched the border of his garment. Immediately her issue of blood stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Let me just tell you, delay is not denial. You're not being denied healing in your body. And you haven't come up with something too big for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Did you hear me? I don't care what it seems like, how long you live with it. She lived with this for 12 years. All hope was gone as far as the doctors were concerned. So many people today say, I know God, He can heal, but I've had this, you know, for 22 years and it's just too late. Too late! Too late! Lazarus was dead for 4 years and Jesus, that's not too late. 4 days, what'd I say? Well, it symbolizes 4,000 years that we lived in bondage to the law, by the way, but that's another subject for another time. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We won't even go there. He was dead for 4 days. That wasn't too late, was it?
Amen.
It's not too late for you.
Amen.
God will give you brand new hips, brand new knees. Well, I believe that when I see it. No, you'll see it when you believe it.
Amen.
You got to believe it. You need to know. Delay's not denial. God's not denying you. You're building your faith. I tried that faith stuff. It didn't work. No, you tried that faith stuff and you didn't work. Faith works.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are we? Verse 45. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When everybody denied Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronging you and pressing you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, because I perceive," he felt it. "I felt power, virtue has gone out of me." Now, who did it? This woman was healed immediately. When medical science had failed repeatedly over a 12-year period, she's healed immediately. Do you know that that can happen for you?
Amen. Amen.
Barbara knows. Anybody else in here know that can happen for you?
Yeah.
Immediately. You can be healed immediately. You can wake up in the morning, stand up straight for the first time in how many years? I don't know. And just start walking. It ain't bothering you no more. No more hot flashes. No more voices. Whatever! "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because my Father is the biggest thing in the valley." Amen?
Amen.
The biggest thing in the valley. And He's a healing God. And I got a healing covenant with Him. I didn't say sickness won't come. It will. But you can resist it. You can tell it. Take a walk. You can tell it up your nose with the rubber hose. "I'm not taking it. I'm not just going to just sit around in sickness figuring, you know, I got to die somehow. Pastor, how am I going to die if I keep getting healed?" You just stop breathing, stupid. Silly.
Honey.
Hallelujah. You know my heart. That's how Abraham died. He gave up the ghost. You just give up the ghost.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
Listen, if Jesus doesn't come, if we have to go before Jesus comes, if we don't get to go in the rapture, should we go beforehand? Personally, I don't believe that'll happen. But if we do, Weber and I, we're believing God will give up the ghost the same night. We'll just go to sleep, say, "See you in the morning, honey," and wake up in the morning in heaven, say, "See, told you." Hallelujah. That's who we're believing. I'm not going to die of accident, incident, injury, sickness, disease. God, that's from the devil. God doesn't need the devil's help to get his kids home to heaven. Who are you shouting at, Pastor? The devil. Where are we? Verse 46. Jesus said, somebody touch me because I perceive power has gone out of me. When the woman saw she wasn't hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. You did a good thing. Jesus wasn't using his faith here. He said, who snuck up on me and did that? I didn't see that coming. And then he commended her. He didn't rebuke her. But he wasn't using his faith. Don't sit waiting for Jesus to use his faith. Use your faith. You have faith. It's been building as you've been in these healing sessions. Use your faith. Use your faith. Use your faith. Tap into the power of God. Take a run at the Word of God. Expect something supernatural to happen in your body, and it will. It's just that easy. Of course, we're going to pray for you at the end of the session here today as you go to Mark chapter 5. Going to give you opportunity through the laws of contact and transmission by the laying on of hands, give you opportunity to tap into the power of God that's available here today as well. Amen. Mark chapter 5. You getting anything out of this today? We're just talking about healing. Amen. You don't have to be sick. Oh, please. My precious people, stop walking up to me and claiming your sicknesses. Amen? My this and my that. I'm talking to folks in this room. I won't name names. I'm not looking to embarrass or humiliate anybody. It's just something we all have to work on. Listen to yourself when you talk. I catch myself doing it myself. I have to say to Barbara, poof. Could you believe what I just said? I repent. Those words have no authority. I'm a human being too. I'm learning how to live with my humanity. Amen. I might be anointed to preach the word, but I'm not anointed to live the word. I got to bang around out there in the storms of life just like everybody else. I got to learn how to apply it to my life daily. I've got to make application of it too. Amen. My job doesn't come with a better insurance policy than yours. I've got to use my faith too. But I don't walk around saying, my headache, my melanoma, my high blood pressure, my diabetes, mine. I don't do that because that's claiming it. It's not mine. Pastor, you already said this. Get off it, will you? As soon as the Holy Spirit shows me to, I give you my word, I will. You got to get this message. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not yours! It's the devil's. Tell him, take it back. I'm not signing for it anymore. Amen? Stop using the M word when it comes to sickness. Amen? It's a dirty word. Where are we? Mark 5, did I ask you to go there? Well, hallelujah, we'll read through this one here. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I have a healing covenant with God. Healing's mine. Healing is mine.
Healing is mine.
Oh, healing is mine.
Healing is mine.
Say the whole part too. Oh, healing's mine. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. A certain woman, here's Mark's account. This is the third account. Amen. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Oh, gee, think about that. Amen. Listen, I don't want to be lewd, right? I mean, they didn't have sanitary hygiene like we have today. They didn't have running water. They didn't have washing machines. This woman's cleaning herself with rags. 12 years. Can you imagine the soul suffering involved in this? This is horrendous. You know, I don't mean to be lewd. Can you imagine? According to the law, she wasn't even allowed to come out in public. She was risking being stoned to death coming out to find Jesus. But as I said, she had suffered so much, I'm confident she just made up her mind, I'd rather die and go to heaven then live with this for another stinking 12 years. I can't do it. Amen. You got to get to that place with sickness in your own body. It's going to make up you. I don't have to live with this anymore. I don't have to. It's not God's will. We see this in her life. Amen. Glory be to God. She had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all she had, was nothing bettered, but rather she was battered. by the medical profession. We're not down on doctors and nurses. They're of God, but they're no excuse to not build your faith for healing. Amen? I'm not telling you get off your medication. Stay on your medication while you're building faith, but still use these faith principles. Amen? Expect God's power to move in your body. The doctor will tell you, I don't know what's going on, but you don't need that medication anymore. Let's cut it in half, see what happens over the next month here. And then you come back and he says, why don't you just get off it? I don't understand what's going on here, but I don't know everything. And you can say, that's right, you don't, but I know someone who does. His name's Pastor John. His name's Jesus!
Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. I should have been a black preacher. Huh? Amen? I mean that in the right spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. I preached a lot in black churches. Those folks like me. Amen? They fire me up, I fire them up. Amen? Hallelujah. You folks are too quiet for me. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Where are we? Mark 26? 27. 27, she heard of Jesus. We're just looking at these because faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She said, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Amen? You know, don't take anything that I just said the wrong way. Did you hear what I said? Red or yellow, black and white, we're all precious in his sight. You know that God made Adam out of the best dirt of the earth, don't you? That's black dirt. You know, some white folks are going to be shocked when they get to heaven and potentially look at a God with a black face. What if God was black? He just might be. Adam was created in his image and likeness, and God created him out of the black dirt of the earth. Amen? So don't take me wrong with what I just said. I have black friends, I joke with them, and they joke with me, and I meant nothing derogative by that. Amen? Amen. If you're racially or religiously or sexually or socially prejudiced in any way, you're nothing like God wants you to be. Amen? I'm just talking about you go into what they call black churches. I don't even like to call them that, but that's what they call them. That's, we got to give them a name. And that's what they've chosen to name themselves, black churches. Amen? Somebody said to me one time, is that a black guy? Was he a black guy you're talking about? I said, yeah, I forgot to ask. Don't think I'm a racist, because I'm not. Amen? Hallelujah. Just you go into some black churches, they're loud. Barbara and I have been in them preaching in them, man, and they get loud. And I like it. Amen? Oh, God, how come you burst me into that group? Hallelujah. Straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She had said, if I can just touch his clothes, his tassel. That's true faith and determination in action, right there. She said, I'm going to touch it, and I'm going to get what I need. Straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body. She was healed of the plague. Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. The woman, as you know by now, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened in her body. The blood just stopped supernaturally. She came and fell down before him, told him the whole truth. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith... Again, Jesus wasn't using his faith here. Hath made thee whole, go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. It's an unfailing law of faith. If you believe it, if you'll say it, and you'll act on it. If you'll believe it, say it, and act on it, it'll manifest in your body. But if you keep saying, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, my high blood pressure, my diabetes, my thyroid problem, my pituitary gland problem, my liver problem, I hear it all the time from believers. You're going to just have to live with it. Amen? But if you choose to say, by his stripes I'm healed, if you choose to take God's word as the final word, if you choose to believe Matthew 8:16-17, which says, when the evening time was come, they brought unto him many who were sick and possessed of demon spirits, and he cast out the spirits with his word, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses, and by his stripes I am healed. You start talking like that, you'll see supernatural things happen in your body. If you choose to say, He was wounded for our transgressions. My transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace of mind was upon Him, and with His stripes I was healed. Therefore, I am healed. That's tapping into the power of God right there. That's how you tap into the power of God. It's so simple, even I can do it. Stop claiming it and calling it mine. Claim healing and call it mine. Amen? Take God's word over the doctor's word. You don't have to live with sickness and disease and whatever else in your body forever. Amen? Here, real quick. She believed. Amen? We see that in all of those accounts. She believed. Amen? She believed! And she said what she believed. And then she acted on what she believed. How did she act on it? She took a dive at that little blue thread in that tassel that represented the word of God. Do you believe? You willing to take a run at God's word today? Are you willing to come up here today? I'll lay my hands on you. No matter what you might have wrong in your body, you can't come up with something God can't handle. Remember our friend Ronald Coyne, he had no eyeball. He had no eyeball in his right eye socket, and he could see through an empty eye socket for 43 years. He's not a man we read about. He's a man we befriended, watched him demonstrate that miracle in our own congregation, talked to him about it. He confirmed the miracle. We witnessed it a couple of times in his presence, talked to him about it on the phone time and time again, told me all about it, saw it in manifestation, talked to him about it time and time again, saw it in manifestation. I'm telling you, Ronald saw through an empty eye socket. What can God do for your hips? What can God do for your blood pressure? What can God do for hot flashes? What can God do for somebody who needs a new liver? What can God do for your pituitary gland? What can God do for you? Amen? What can God do for you? I'm asking you. What can God do for you today? He would ask you by His Spirit, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Can you do what this lady did? Can you believe it? Can you say that you believe it? Can you speak healing from this day forth? Can you come up here and let me put my hands on you and believe that there's a healing anointing? It will come into you and you'll be healed. Now listen, everybody in Jesus' ministry wasn't healed immediately. Everybody in Jesus' ministry wasn't healed immediately. He told the 10 lepers, go to the priest and show yourself to them. They were healed as they went. The nobleman's son was healed in the self same hour. The man who he put clay on his eyes, he said, go wash in the pool and come back. And the guy had to go wash. He wasn't healed immediately. He had to go wash them. It took a little bit of time. In some cases, it happens instantly. In other cases, it happens progressively. But you can walk out of here today with a manifestation of God's pregnant vitality, the life principle that is behind all manifestations of life everywhere, the virtue of God, the power of God in your body working on your situation if you believe. Do you believe?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you opportunity. Hallelujah. We'll have to finish this message next week, which we will. We're going to talk about divine healing again next week. But I'm going to give you opportunity to come up here now, do what that little lady did. Hallelujah. She believed. She believed. She said, if I can just get a hold of that tassel on the hem of His garment, symbolizing the Word of God, I shall receive. And she did it, and she did receive. Amen? That symbolized the Word of God. Why don't you take a run at God's Word this morning? Come up here, allow me to lay my hands on you. Even if you're already believing by His stripes, you are healed. You want to come and take advantage of this anointing here today. Hallelujah. The anointing that's on me right now to pray for you. God has brought us to this place of faith here this morning. You want to come? You want to come? Hallelujah. If you need to do any repenting before you get up here, just do it in your heart. Amen. Just do it in your heart. Amen. Come right up, way up close here. And as you come, just everyone worship God. We'll just pray and we'll be dismissed. Amen. We have a few minutes. Hallelujah. 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 This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. Now I'm going to say something, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way. But when I pray for people, I can feel them being afraid to fall down. I'm not asking you to fall down. I'm asking you to not resist. when you find the power of God comes into your body and you begin to struggle to stand up, you're resisting that power coming into you. Just let God be God. Let God do whatever He wants to do. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Jane? Hallelujah. Come on up here if you need prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to make contact with the power of God on your behalf. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are we praying for you, Jane? Hallelujah. Now, don't look to me. Look to Jesus. Use your faith, not my faith. Amen. I'm agreeing with you. You're not agreeing with me. I'm agreeing with you for the power of God to come into your body by the laying on of hands in Jesus' name. Now you just let that virtue flow into you. You pull on it. See, you just pull on it. That's all. Just pull right on it. Pull and draw on it. In Jesus' strong name. Hey, see, just take it. Sickness, go. Disease, go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Barbara, you pull on it. Just pull on it. Pull on it. Pull it with your faith. Pastor, what do you mean pull on it? Expect it to flow into you. Expect God to do His part as you do your part. You believe, you expect, and His virtue flows into your body. In Jesus' strong name. Now you just receive it. I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. Do what the little lady did. Tap into the virtue. Pull on it. Say, I am healed. Say, I am healed. Say, I am healed. Say, I am healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. 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 Josh, I know how to pray for you. Amen, don't I? Hallelujah. Seke pito. You just pull on the power of God. You just pull on it, and God will isolate it to where you need it in your body. You just draw on it with your faith. Just draw on it with your faith. Just expect it to come in to be poured. Just be a sponge, that's all. Just a dry sponge soaking up water. Just see the power of God. Believe that power is coming into your body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God will isolate it where you need it. You just pull it in. You just pull it in. You just expect it to flow in here. Somebody else in this room should be coming up here and taking advantage of this now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's brought us to the place of faith here today. You want to come and pull on this. You want to come and you want to pull on this in Jesus' strong name. Hallelujah, Maurice. Hallelujah. I release the power of God into your body in Jesus' name. Father, even as we prayed for Mark from a distance and the Holy Spirit moved on his behalf, God, because you're everywhere. You're here right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of God into his body as he pulls on it with his faith. It's your faith, Maurice. You use your faith. Whatever that is that you believe in God for, I can agree with you. You pull on the power. You pull on the virtue. You pull on the dunamis and expect it to come in and to hit you where you need it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just receive, just pull on it. Pull on it. Pull on it. Pull on it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pull on it. Pull on it. Pull on it. Hallelujah. 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 Just keep pulling on it. You just keep pulling on it. Hallelujah. You wake up in the middle of the night and something's different. Hallelujah. You get out to the car, something's different. All things are possible if only you believe. Jesus said to that woman, your faith did that. That's good what you did. That was good. Be of good comfort. Go and be healed, he said. That's a good thing. It's good to pull on the power of God. Hallelujah. Barbara Pichel, if you could let me pray for you. In Jesus' name. If you just come up here. Hallelujah. And you just pull on the power of God. Just expect it. Expect it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to address hot flashes. I addressed it in preaching. I don't mean to embarrass you. I'm telling the devil, in the name of Jesus, this is not going to be permitted to go on. You agree with that, Barbara?
I agree.
Hallelujah. It's not going to be permitted. It's not going to be permitted to go on. In the name of Jesus. So you just pull on the power of God. You just expect that power to come in and just drive that out. Drive it out. And everyone go out of here today watching what you say. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. Just receive the power. Watch what you say. Your body will come in line. It will come in line. You'll be surprised. You'll be amazed to see how your body will come in line. Watch what you say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's the power of God. You just take that. You just take that. Hallelujah. 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 And do you believe?
Yes.
Say, I believe.
I believe.
This is how it works. This is how it works. But if you go out of here, my this and my that, you cancel it. You cancel the power flow. That woman said, I will touch him and I will receive. That's all she said. And she received. Hallelujah. 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 Just worship God right up front here. John Robinson, can I pray for you? In the name of Jesus, you just receive. Just expect the power of God to come in to your body in Jesus' name and for things to get better. Better. Better, better. Better, better, better. Better and better and better, day by day by day, improvement. For you are the head, you are not the tail. You are above, you are not beneath. You are the healed, you are not the sick. Father, in the name of Jesus, as He pulls on your power with His faith, Father, in Jesus' strong name, I release that virtue into him. I release that anointing into him, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, Father, you're the one who told me to minister on divine healing. You're trying to impart some things to people, but we need to cooperate. We need to cooperate. Hallelujah. And we cooperate with our words and our actions. Because faith without corresponding actions, James said, is dead. So we go from this place speaking faith. Speaking healing, not sickness, Father. No more. No more. My sickness, my disease. But rather, my healing. My healing. In Jesus' strong name. Do you believe that? Let's return to our seats. We will sing a song. Praise be to God. And then we'll close with prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had a request for what we call the gathering's theme song. Sister Helen requested it, so we will sing it, and then she will close with prayer. Amen. Brother John's going to be traveling this week, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we take authority in Jesus' name according to Psalm 91. Father, even as Jesus said to his disciples, let us get in the boat and go to the other side. That's exactly what happened. Not only did they go to the other side safely, but they came back to this side safely. And Father, we claim traveling mercy and provision for John according to Psalm 91, Father. We commission the angels of God to go with him now to accompany, preserve, and defend him in all of his ways. Protect him from accident, incident, and injury. Protect him from confusion and frustration and failure in dealing with his daughter. Father, give him wisdom. Now, we believe these things. We're not hoping. We're expecting. He's coming back here safe with a good report. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give him wisdom, Father. Grant him divine favor in Jesus' name with his daughter. And give him supernatural utterance, Father. We say, at the opening of his mouth comes forth such wisdom and anointing of the Holy Spirit in even the most subtle, gentle ways that his daughter cannot resist the wisdom of God that comes out of his mouth in the name of Jesus. Father, cause them to draw nigh to one another, to become closer through this visit. Make it easy for them, Father. Even as you showed me, Father, that boat sitting in the river, in the Glory River, just picked up that boat. It just floated so easily, Father. This will be easy. This is going to be easy. No fear. In the name of Jesus, no nervousness. Just peace and joy, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This will be a time of joy and safety. Hallelujah. Joy, joy, joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory in Jesus' strong name. Hallelujah. Everybody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' strong name. Hallelujah. Now, Barbara, if you'll help me and tell me where to go. Praise be to God. We'll sing this song. This is our gathering theme song. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And then Helen will close with prayer. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For this message once again. Oh, the secrets we now learn.
Thank you, loving Father.
Revelation.